I'm buried in earth.
Tesser's body was immense. From the tip of his nose to the end of his tail, he was nearly 150 feet long, fully half the length of a modern football field. Right now, he was coiled in tightly, wrapped up to be as small as was physically possible. Tesser had no idea what modern football was, though. Not yet, at least.
How did I come to be here?
The earth holding Tesser's draconic body still was pressing down with enough force to crush coal into diamonds, but his ancient scaled skin held firm. Dragon flesh would not succumb to something so natural and primal. The mere presence of earth, no matter how crushing it may be, wasn't enough.
I need to reach the surface.
Tesser's eyes were already closed against the dirt and stones, but he furrowed his massive brows tighter and focused his mind. A swirl of sensations cascaded over his awareness as he opened up to all the information the world offered him. One by one, each of the scales on his body registered what was against them, and precisely how much pressure existed. His nostrils, still sealed with a flap of scales to keep out the invasive sand, opened a slit and took in the tiniest amount of matter. The scent of organic matter told him his depth. Within seconds, Tesser realized which direction was up and how far he had to burrow to get to the surface. The muscles that corded the length of Tesser's body were unlike anything science had ever seen. Only the dinosaurs were comparable, but to compare a Tyrannosaurus rex to Tesser was akin to comparing a garden trowel to a nuclear weapon. Both were capable of moving Earth, albeit in a spectacularly different fashion. Tesser's enormous hand opened, the fingers as large as tree trunks and tipped with curving black scythes of claws. The black tips ripped through the earth smoothly, loosening it in handfuls large enough to fit a small car.
Still too tight.
The immobile body of a dragon might register as stone to a geologist. The bones and muscles are far more dense and supernatural than simple flesh, and when several hundred tons of dragon chooses to move, anything preventing that from happening gives way. Tesser shrugged. The earth moved. Boston's Back Bay felt it. The media that night reported a minor tremor, a localized earthquake that reached 2.1 on the Richter scale. The earth below gave way abruptly. Tesser's massive arms and legs shot out and arrested his short slide. Several yards of stone, some of it shaped in an unnatural way, fell below him. Tesser immediately opened his nostrils and inhaled for the first time in thousands of years. He was assaulted by foreign smells that caused discomfort. Primarily, he disliked the burning smells, sulfurous and unpleasant, that reminded him of the raw eruptions of volcanoes and the ancient pits of tar that swallowed so many creatures hundreds of thousands of years prior. Tesser opened his eyes. Larger by far than many eyes to ever have gazed on the world, these eyes were orbs of gold and slit like a cat's. He could see in any level of darkness, complete blackness if need be. Presently, he looked down through the hole he'd made to the strange passage below. In the oddly lit passage, he could see a uniformly wide channel with three metallic rails running along. One rail hummed with an invisible energy that was oddly reminiscent of magic. Tesser was intrigued. The opening was small, only a third of his length. He would have to shift to a smaller form to fit through. Tesser was not limited to a single form. The body he found most natural, that of a massive winged dragon, was not his only choice. Tesser could take on the form of any living creature should he wish it, and right then he wished to be smaller.